What happened was they sent me these calling up papers, and then a fortnight after I got the buff paper that come through the door saying I had to go in the pit. So that was it then, all pit work. And we were called the World War II Forgotten Heroes. After having signed up to go and fight for my country, a number was drawn at random by the government secretary. I was deemed to spend the rest of the war in the mines. We were named Bevin Boys after Ernest Bevin, the Minister of National Service and Labour. I felt I was missing out because I had done 5 years in the Sea Cadets and trained on several naval ships. I wanted to follow my family's tradition of naval service for 40 years, but I had to go in the mine. You couldn't refuse or you were sent in prison. So I went to Ifton Colliery. My wage was 52 shilling a week and my lodgings was 30 shilling a week. Not much left to live on. I worked alongside vicar's sons, college students, all the time I was there. After all these years, the government has decided to recognise us with a service medal. We had to pay for it ourselves. But servicemen released from the Army or the Navy or the Air Force had demob suits, paid leave and medals. We had nothing. The Bevin Boys were given no rewards at all, and all the information was destroyed in 1950.